how excellent is his name in all the earth.
Yes.
We're grateful today that we can call on that name at any time.
Yes.
Any time of the day. Let's bow before the Lord. Heavenly Father, as we come today, we stand with this assignment in tow. And that is to tell someone about the good news of Jesus Christ.
Yes.
We thank you, God, that one day we heard the news.
Yes.
And now we're just trying to pass it along. I pray even now that as we come to declare your truth, that we might decrease and that you might increase. Save someone today. Encourage another. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
There's a word from the Lord today as we continue to talk about a work in faith. They're in the book of James. James, the second chapter, and verse 26. That's the New Testament for you Bible scholars. Just go right on back. Write to James, and you'll find there in the second chapter these words. When you found it, say amen.
Amen.
If you're still looking, say hold on. If you're waiting for the screen to come up, say wait a minute. The word of God reads as follows. For as the body without the spirit is dead, so faith without works is dead also. I want to preach today from the sermonic title, A Working Faith, Part 2. A Working Faith, Part 2. I came across these gloves not long ago, and they remind me of growing up that when somebody had these gloves, they were not trying to be fashionable. You still find them on the shelf, but they are working gloves. I say working man gloves, but they could be working gloves for women as well. And gloves are important. They're not fancy. They'll fit about any hand. You won't get many looks, but they take care of business.
Amen.
How many of you have working gloves at home that you use? Amen. How many want some gloves? We don't want our nails to get dirty. We don't make sure we don't get something on our hands. But here as of late, gloves have been considered what we call PPE, personal protective equipment. And gloves are used for a purpose. They're highly recommended that you're going to do something. I remember the day when we didn't have gloves, you grab onto that rink long enough, at some point you will get a blister. Ever got a blister?
Yeah.
You were working diligently until you realized that you needed something to cover your hands.
Mm-hmm.
Now, one of the oldest gloves discovered that had fingers to them, because there was a day there weren't that kind of gloves, was back with King Tut. It said that when he passed, they looked into his tomb, and there he had a pair of gloves. He was one of the pharaohs there in the 18th century, and it said that he used those gloves to drive his chariot. But certainly within Greek and Roman culture, gloves were used for warfare. They were used for agriculture. Amen?
Amen.
I believe that gloves are necessary, but so is work. That if you associate something, even if I didn't hit a lick, if I walked into some place looking like I was going to work, the fact that I've got a pair of gloves, I said, you know, that looks like I'm ready to go. As believers, what is it that you carry that may give somebody the indication that you are really serious about the work of the Lord? Amen?
Amen.
Let's recap from last week. We talked about there in the book of Romans, certainly about recapping, the book of John, brother, about stipulation. Jesus challenged his followers that if you believe in me, that you really can't carry out the work of the Lord with no knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ. But that's the first step. There's certain things in the contract, so to speak, that if you believe in me, and then you will do not just what I have done, these things, but greater things.
That's right.
That stayed with me even into this week, that, you know, sometimes you've just kind of played yourself short. That God has created us in His image, and there's so many things we can do in the Lord.
Yes.
Amen?
Amen?
You'll be amazed at how effective you are if you're doing it as unto Him. And I even lifted up the fact that it takes participation. You can talk about work, but until you get out and do the work, that our faith, I've said it again, is not a lazy faith. That we ought to do something. Maybe I can do one thing and you can do another.
Right.
But folk ought to be able to see our light.
That's right. That's right.
And know that there's something peculiar about us.
Mm-hmm.
And it's okay to say, I'm a Christian. I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ. And there's some things we certainly don't want to talk about. And say, well, you know what? My faith is private.
Mm-hmm.
Understood. But we can do something as it relates to work. And of course, work is a work of transformation, that in the midst of doing something and working from the Lord, you can not be the same.
That's right.
Amen?
Amen.
That folk who knew you back in the day said, oh, you kind of changed up a little bit. It's not your dress, but there are things that you've grown and matured in. And oftentimes you don't realize it. Amen?
Amen.
You don't realize what that devotional has done for you. You don't realize what your prayer life and your struggles have done for you. Other folks see you as different because God has brought you through something and you're being transformed. So it's not really about you and I, but when you do the work of the Lord, you won't be the same.
Amen.
In today's text, we go to the book of James. He's believed to be one of the brothers of Jesus Christ. And he was one who really early on did not believe that Jesus was really the Christ.
That's right.
You're just my brother.
That's right.
But he soon came to realize who it was he had grown up with, who it was who had worked miracles. And he became the head of the Jerusalem church.
Mm-hmm.
In his letter today, he directs toward the Jewish Christians who are persecuted. And he writes to them to encourage them. In fact, right in the first chapter, he says in 1 and 22, but be ye doers of the word and not hearers only, deceiving your own selves. There again, it comes back to what are you doing to advance the kingdom of God? It may be a small thing. Amen.
Amen.
But what is it that each of us is doing to qualify as work from the Lord? We don't need a badge, don't need a uniform. Just say, I'm determined to work for the cause of the kingdom.
Amen.
This morning, I want to talk about faith and how faith without works is dead. So what does that mean? Some scholars suggest that the lack of works reveals an unchanged life. That you can't be saying that you're saved and you're doing nothing. You can't say that I'm a Christian and you haven't hit a lick at all. You've not said anything to anyone. But more so, is your life displaying that? Aren't you glad you're not the person you once were? Even though you like that person, you like that swag, but you're not the person that you were, because God is constantly changing us. And so, the question begs, can I earn my salvation? That if I want to become saved, what does it take? Do I have any reward points? Amen. Listen, I've done this, and this. God, surely I've got some points. If I go to the gas pump, he says, oh, I got some points off. You get in line with your little reward point. It doesn't work that way. You can't earn a seat into the kingdom. No matter how good you and I believe that we are, the price has already been paid.
Yes.
Amen?
Amen.
Hey, stamped, paid for it. You didn't do a thing except to open your heart to Jesus Christ.
Mm-hmm.
It's been suggested that we don't have a work-based faith, but rather a faith that works. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
A faith that's operational, a faith that is effective. And oftentimes, you know you're doing the work because there's fruit associated with your work.
Yes.
That the fact that you have been living the life that the Lord has led you to lead, that somebody is being affected by your walk. Someone is being affected by your testimony, and there's some proof. You're not just on the vine, but blessed be to God. And it's been said that works are not the cause of salvation. Rather, works are the evidence of salvation. Let me back it up for a second. Works are not the cause of salvation, but works are the evidence of salvation. I know it sounds repetitive, but that's what we're called to do. It's to roll up our sleeves. We're called to get the things that God has given us and to let someone know about how great he is. Anybody got a testimony today? Say, you know what? Amen. Let me just tell you where God has brought me from. I remember very clearly growing up and hearing the deacons give a testimony. There's no way in the world I believe that Deacon Sam Martin gambled all night. He said, oh, Timmy, I used to guess that. He can't. That's Deacon Martin. I can't put my mind around the fact that Deacon Martin was... No! That blew me away. Or that Deacon Johnny Mitchell had shot a man, killed a man. That's what they said. And I'm like, wow. And people look at you and say, oh, I can't believe what God has done in your life. That we are still in progress. Amen? So our working faith must also be a living faith. And a giving faith. And a transmitting faith. For as the body without the spirit is dead, our body is kept alive by the spirit, our soul. The body has no life independent of the spirit of God, independent of the soul. As a body is without a soul, so faith without works is dead. Had a funeral, buried. There's something that we're called to do. Ephesians 2, 4 and 5. I love what Paul says to the church at Ephesus. He says, but because of his great love for us, God, who is rich in mercy, verse 5 says, he has made us alive with Christ. Even we were what? We were dead in transgressions. It is by grace you have been saved. You and I were on life support. Until the Spirit of God came by and said, they still use those cans, what them things called, when you put, you get by gone, but they come and they bring you back. And the truth of the matter is many of our lives were like that until the Lord came by and gave us a shock treatment and woke us up and put us on the right path. And now we're saying, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. Aren't you glad today that he shook your experience, turned your life around, and you have a faith that is a living faith? Thank God for the Spirit. Paul also says in Ephesians 5 and 18, he says, and be not drunk with wine. Pause right there. Wherein in excess, but be filled with the Spirit. You and I can't do the work based on our own intellect. We go to the wrong person, but there are times that, and I love the witness, that I have to make sure it's spirit led.
Yes, that's right.
Just because I say, I'm going to go over and tell that brother right now, you need Jesus Christ in your life. Did the Spirit lead you there? Or was it you being a show off? You know? You're the big person in school. You're the Christian, so you're obligated to pull somebody up. No. Be led by the Spirit of God. And the Spirit will give you a whisper when the moment comes. Amen? That you'll know when it's been activated. Even at home, even with our children, there are times we want to just get right into them. And the Spirit says, now, is that the flesh or is that the Spirit? Did I tell you to say that? Or you go sins and I, Lord told me to tell you. It's about being spirit led. Am I on somebody's street today? We always have advice when we're parents. We will share it, but in what context? We hear now the parents of old giving us advice You say, I don't know where that came from. It came from the scriptures.
Mm-hmm.
Amen?
Mm-hmm.
Or you will respect me.
Right.
What does that mean? That came out of the word.
Right.
You know? Train up a child and where they should go when they're old, they will not depart. Amen?
Yes.
Thank be to God that we need God's spirit. Our faith ought to be a living faith.
Amen.
It's necessary for working, not optional.
Mm-hmm.
But not just that. We ought to have a giving faith. That faith ought to be the source of all that we do.
Mm-hmm.
Our belief in Jesus Christ. That's what our faith is. I can't say to you, I got 80% faith and you got 20. I don't know what you're going through.
Yeah.
But once you exercise your faith, you will find that some stuff that used to hold you down, make you doubt. You say, you know what? I'm just going to trust you, God.
Amen.
Has that gotten to your life that you say, you know what? I can't figure it out, but I'm going to trust you in faith. How many folks don't see a way right now?
Yeah.
So, unless you work it out. You know, I don't put all my hair out.
Yeah,
I get no sleep at night.
Yeah.
But am I going to trust God in this anyhow? Can I just preach to me this morning?
Yeah.
Look at that.
Okay.
But there's some things in my own life. I said, you know what? I know he's going to make a way.
Yeah.
And you oftentimes you want to fix it.
Yeah.
Hey. But allow him by way of faith. The Bible says, yeah. Hebrews 11, 1 and 2. Now, faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. And by faith, the elders obtained a good report.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That when you go out doing the work of faith, you got to have faith to do it. Amen?
Yeah.
Amen? That we're looking to approach someone. We're looking to live that life. And we're doing the Lord's work. Don't forget about these gloves now. Amen? You say, well, Reverend, I got some gloves. I'm ready to go. And this giving faith, you're really saying to someone that I have for you a life jacket.
Yes.
That we see people in our lives that we need to just throw out, you know, the lifeline. Don't sit there and say, well, you know, they've been through what I've been through. I'll just let them go through it. And they got to learn the hard way. Oh, you know what we said. Hard head makes. Yeah. But we got to have faith that when we approach and plant the seed, that we know it is our belief in God. Ephesians 2, 8, 9. We keep coming back to Ephesians today. For by grace are you saved through faith. And that not of yourselves, it is a gift of God, not of works, lest anyone should boast that I've done something important. It's the Lord working through you.
Amen.
Giving faith, a living faith, and let's end it with this, a transmitting faith. That does your faith just stay in your local area, or does your faith go out? The work that we do, does it go beyond the county line? Does it go beyond your house and beyond wherever? And this internet stuff allow you to reach persons in many places. Some years ago, we began putting our sermons and devotionals on sermon audio. And it is amazing each month to see in all the different countries that if it's just one person who clicked on, then you reach that one person in that country. Some time ago, we were in Russia. I said, oh, Lord. But somebody in Russia got a word. I don't know who it was. But when we do it, it allows us to transmit that what God has done in our life.
Yeah.
To pass along something to someone else. Health experts told us that we should not transmit. Isn't that what COVID has been about?
Yeah.
That you are transmitting. But when it comes to faith, it's okay to share it.
Yeah.
It's okay to let someone know that the Lord has brought you through seen and unseen dangers. Amen?
Yeah.
Our faith must be shared.
Yeah.
That's a part of the work. Sharing with co-workers and sharing with friends and sharing with complete strangers. But there comes a time when we become frustrated. That I've been talking to that person for a year.
Mm-hmm.
And they still ain't got it. How long did it take you to get it? You know, I every day I've been trying to give them the word.
Uh-huh.
It's like you keeping score.
Yeah.
Just live the life. Just do the work.
Yeah.
1 Corinthians 15:58 says, "Therefore, my beloved brethren, be ye steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord."
Yes.
"For as much as you know your labor," labor, labor is not in vain. Look at y'all Bible scholars, in the Word. And so we got to just keep doing the work of faith, whether we see results or not. It's not about us. You say, "Well, I've said it 1,100 times," but you don't know what seed has been planted, and we got to be patient. Amen. Please be patient with me. God is not through with me yet, and when God gets through with me, then I will come forth. Not when you get through with me, but when, oh, I'm getting excited about that. When God gets through with me, I'm going to be somebody different. When God keeps working on me, I won't be the person I used to be, but my God, we got to be patient. So don't give up on that child, and don't give up on that coworker, and don't keep on living it and sharing it. You're not keeping score. God will do it, but you do the work. Amen. Oh, blessed be to God. Make a commitment to do the faith work regardless. I was listening the other day to a throwback. I like to see what year songs came out. I remember that. I wasn't in faith then. When that was out. When that was number one. But the car wash song. At the car wash. Some of y'all saw the movie. Some of y'all humming it now. In your head. With your holy self. With your being balanced. And when I heard that song, I was like, okay, I must have missed this. It says, the lead singer says, "Those cars never seem to stop coming." And the background says, "Work and work." That's all. And then he came back and says, "Those rags and machines are humming." And the background says, "Work and work." And the Christian life is one of work and work. And so you can't be tired to do the work. That when you reach someone for Christ, it is what? Work and work. That means work on top of work. That you can't throw in the towel. You can't throw your gloves away. There's still work and work to do. That on the old rugged cross, it was work and work. Because we knew that our lives had been lost. It took some work and work to bring us to a relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ. Buried in a grave, but he rose on the third day morning. That was the work and the work of the Spirit of God. Isn't that good news today? And the fact of the matter is that you and I, while we're doing the work, we are yet a work in progress. Oh, God is not done with you and I yet. And so when you're doing the work, think about the work that has been done in you. That when you do the work of faith, think about God, I was that same person. Doing the same thing, but you brought me through, and I'm glad about it. That it took some work and work in my life, and it still takes some work. Anybody ever fall off the wagon every now and then? Whatever your wagon is, but blessed be the God that he forgives us of our sins. I think that you will take home today some work and work. That we can't afford to give up on anybody. We got to continue to press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling in Christ Jesus. I don't know about you, but I'm going to roll my sleeves up now. I'll work overtime. Amen. Blessed be the God today. How much am I getting paid? Oh, you'll get your reward in heaven. But just keep working. Anybody want to work today? Want to work for the Lord today? That you're committed to have a faith that is a living faith, a giving faith, and a transformative faith. It is one that is being transmitted. That you've already hit the tower. The fact that you are trying to live that life, that someone is being affected. They see the work that's been done in you, and therefore it is the assignment. Amen?
Amen.
Ah, a faith that works. Part two. Let's go one more round next week. Amen?
Amen.
Stay tuned for part three. Come on, give God a praise today. Yeah. Reverend, I'm tired. I just worked the double for the Lord. Okay? Yeah, see, that person ain't doing as much as me. And they're getting paid more. We're out on yesterday and we're kind of having a little fun out on the grounds. And we kept giving Brother Barr a hard time. I said, man, you're the foreman. Any decision we make, we're going to the foreman. Supervisor. Anybody supervisor or you know someone who is?
Yeah.
Now you say, how do you see it? And God has put us all in positions.
Yeah.
I can't say it enough. That there's so much work to be done.
Yeah.
It's easy to say, I don't know why she's wearing that. I tell you what, that's a lot of cussing in that song.
Oh, yeah.
It ain't cussing all day, but there was meaning in the song. That means we got more work to do.
That's true.
I don't know. It ain't like it used to be. We were in that stuff. And we're easy to point the finger. Is that you can't be so heavenly minded that you're no earthly good. Allow some transparency. I do it all the time with my young folk. I say, what you know about that song? Well, that was that. No, that ain't who made that. That's a sample. That song came from 69. And folk ought to be able to sample from your life. And sample from your testimony. Allow yourself to be transparent today. Let's bow before the Lord today. Heavenly Father, we're not tired yet. Worse is that you're long-suffering. Not